For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, it is Nebraska-Iowa week, Friday, 12:30 kickoff in Lincoln. Last game of the season for the Huskers. We are joined now by former defensive line coach for both schools, Rick Kaczynski. Kaz, good morning. I'm curious, the news yesterday, of course, was Adrian Martinez will not be playing against Iowa on Friday. His season is over. Logan Smothers will be the quarterback in Lincoln. But I want your thoughts on this. Nebraska, before that news came out, at 3-8, was a four-point favorite against the 9-2 Hawkeyes. Do you understand why? Were you shocked to hear that before the news about Adrian's injury, Cass?
Hey, guys. Good morning. No, actually not, Jake Sip. You know, because you actually have to watch football, right? You know, you just can't go off the media. I know Sip's throwing out stats about all these takeovers. You got to watch it, okay? You got to dissect it. And that's really hard to do on TV. It's one thing reading an article from the Press Citizen, and they're talking about these media. I mean, you know, Brian, they literally have a PR group, right?
They do.
I mean, literally, at Iowa, that promotes things like that, which is good, okay? There's nothing wrong with that. But you can't just go by off what you read. You actually have to watch the football games. It's like, for example, Sip, you know, I text you all the time. There's a guy, I'm not going to say what side of the ball, I'm not going to give you a name, not going to give you a number,
okay,
that I think stinks.
Oh, boy.
I don't think plays hard, and I think he's a bad football player, but somehow all the media praises him. All right, but if you talk to a football coach,
uh-huh,
all right, if you talk to a guy, I guarantee if Jay Foreman gets a clicker in his hand,
mm-hmm,
and watches this guy, I guarantee he would say the same thing. I think getting back to the point spread,
okay,
what you have to do is actually look at football. I honest to God believe, I think Nebraska's a better football team than I, as crazy as that sounds. I was texting with somebody I used to coach with at Iowa yesterday, and I said, call me crazy. I think Nebraska's a better football team. So that's just my opinion. And it's a crazy year, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you got like 25-year-old dudes playing on the defense. I mean, anything can happen. It's the last game. You know, teams are beat up. You went through a full conference season. This game, even when I was there, I've been on both sides of it. I remember in 2011, went to Nebraska, literally took two true freshmen that we didn't play on the D-line all year that may have had to play in the game. We played six D-linemen the entire game. And, you know, Rex Burkhead, they went unbalanced, gave the ball to Rex. Mm-hmm. We had a hard time adjusting. And, you know, it was a 20-7 football game. Just knockdown, drag out. You look at 2012, you know, we clinched the division, 13-7, the coldest game in the history of football. Should have been canceled.
Should have been canceled.
You know, you lost Baker on the first snap of defense. You lost Spencer Long in the first series. You know, so you get to this point in the game, this point of the season, you know, people are banged up. You know, it's a long season, knocked out season. You know, it's a grind, and you know, you got to be tough. You got to be mentally tough. And I think with Nebraska having, you know, those 6-year guys, those 5th-year guys, and they've been playing solid, man. You know, I mean, they've been playing solid. They haven't turned the corner. The object's to win the game, but, you know, I think this is a team that they match up with well. And I think when you look at Iowa offensively, they're not a dynamic offense. I think, you know, midway through that fourth quarter, uh-huh, against Illinois, they had 206 yards of offense. You know, you just can't give them anything easy. You got to make them drive the field. Once again, you hear me say it all the time, man, punt, punt. right? You know, if you don't get a first down, make sure we're punting Nebraska. You know, put the pressure on Iowa to have to make plays and have to drive the field on you.
Kaz, Rick Kaczynski joins us. Used to coach D-line at Iowa, coach D-line at Nebraska. I'm interested in what you said, that Nebraska is a better team than Iowa. Nebraska 3-8 overall, Iowa 9-2, 6-2 in the Big Ten, still has a chance to win the West. But when you look at them, okay, so how do you explain the records then?
Okay, let me pretend I'm a media member.
Okay,
a
do
minute,
that.
And I'll talk out of both sides
okay.
of my mouth here. So,
okay,
so you have to be the best team, you know, and I know it's a cliche. Coach Holtz used to say, you don't have to be the best team in the country, be the best team in the stadium. So I think when you put those two teams in the stadium, right, okay. and you look at the matchups, the offense, defense, how Iowa plays defensively and what Nebraska does offensively, right, it's all about matchups. That's why, you know, Nebraska historically under Coach Frost has put a bunch of yards up against Wisconsin, right?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
So it all comes down to matchups. And there's some things that Iowa, with their pattern match and, you know, their secondary, the inside-outside way they play the quarterback runs and where they get their help from and things of that nature that you know, sometimes don't match up quite as well against, say, a Northwestern or a Nebraska. You know, Nebraska's has moved the ball against Phil. I worked with Phil. Phil Parker.
Yeah.
I know these are the type of teams that made us nervous when we were at Iowa. We'd love to play the Wisconsins, the Michigan States. You know, we play them dudes every day, man. It's like playing backyard football. You know, the problem is when people start getting you spread out, you got to defend the quarterback and where are you getting your help from? And then, you know, you're trying to protect the verticals, the play action, all those type of things. So it's not necessarily the better team over a season. It comes down to the matchup and who's the better team in the stadium, right? And I know, Sip, you keep saying about how they haven't – you know, Sip, once again, you know how I feel about the game of football.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I feel about football players.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's a disservice to all these other teams with losing records. There's a lot of teams that don't quit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of teams. So, you know, let's not make Nebraska the exception for continuing to show up. That's mm-hmm. what you're supposed to do. That's mm-hmm. what football players do.
Okay, defensively.
My job isn't a whole hell of a fun. I continue to show up just like you.
Right.
All right? And same with Jay, right? It's,
right.
It's just what you do. So, you know, let's not talk about Nebraska right now like it's the exception, because I think it's a disservice to Nebraska and other football teams that are still showing up every Saturday.
Got it. Okay, you were a defensive line coach. If you were playing a team that had a first-time starter at quarterback, is that something do you continually remind your guys? You tell them, okay, this is a first-time starter.
No.
You don't do that.
No, absolutely not. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I don't care who's over there.
Mm-hmm.
You do what we do. You do what we do. Doesn't matter who's back there. You know, if anything, it makes you a little bit more anxious because now you got 11 games on tape of what Nebraska's doing, and now you got to worry a little bit about, man, are they going to change? What are they going to do with this guy? There's not a whole lot of tape on them, right? This is football, man. Next guy up. I mean, you know, this isn't doom and gloom. All right, so this is part of football. It's a man's game. You get hit. It's cold. You get knocked down in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is why you train 12 months a year for these situations. You know, once again, you know, there's a chance this kid might actually play great, but from the opposite side of it, I don't care. All right, I'm not sitting there and saying, hey, this is Steve Sippel at right tackle. What I'm saying is, all right, this dude, if you don't do – if you don't play with technique, if you don't play hard, it's going to be a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
If you don't play, if you don't do what we ask you to do, you're not going to play. All right, if you let this guy, if you're going against Brandon Sheriff, and if you don't get your hat under the chin, guess what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's going to drive you into the sideline and make you look like a fool. So, So that's what you talk about. You don't worry about who's back there. You talk about your job. You know, those guys are just a bunch of X's. All right. It has everything to do what we do and what you do individually during the 6 seconds between the whistles.
Okay. Good answer.
Kaz, always great stuff. Thanks for the time and enjoy the game on Friday.
I will enjoy it, Jake. You too. And tell Chris, we got to get Chris. Let's combine that cardio and that lift, and we'll get Chris on a little CrossFit here.
Oh, wow.
Tell him
to
give Brandon a call. Winstrom, he's jacked still. He got some CrossFit gyms. Tell him to get a workout from him.
Okay.
But,
all right.
Tell them guys hello at the Baldwin Shop. Great cool. show, guys. Keep it up. I'll be listening.
All right. Thanks, Cass. Thank you, Cass. Yeah, interesting. So he doesn't think a lot about Iowa.
No.
Even though they're 9-2.
Well, that's most of the nation, though, really. The nation really doesn't think much of Iowa either. I mean, it's a very unimpressive 9-2. They were number two in the nation at one point, and they just fell apart after that.
They
lost two games, and they bounced back and won some.
They do it with defense and special teams. Very pedestrian offense.
It's just boring. That's what Iowa is. They've always been boring, but they win. But boring
wins.
What
were they last year? What were they? They won their last six last year?
Yeah, but it was boring still. It wasn't exactly high scoring. It was the same thing.
They won their last six, and they're 19-2. Do the math. That's pretty good.
Do enough offensively, and then win on defense and special teams.
I mean, it's hard for me to disparage at all.
Not disparaging it.
It's won 15 of the last 17 games.
Boring wins. It's boring, but it wins. I'm not disparaging. Right. Saying it's a boring type of football, but it wins. You can view it as disparaging as you want. I'm just saying it's boring.
I'm not being disparaging. It's incredible what they do. It's incredible. And I have a hard time picking Nebraska now. I have a hard time picking.
Well, that should be the way it is when you have a backup quarterback starting.
Yeah.
Song of the Day is next on an early break in the Ticket.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.